So this love was not just expressed, as we've been saying, but there was, it was also felt. The Lord Jesus, we've quoted several verses already that show that the Lord knew that he was the Son of the Father's love. Herein does my Father, love me, because he was going to lay down his life. The Father loveth the Son. These are things that the Lord Jesus said, so he knew and felt the love of the Father. And then he says, and I love the Father, that the world may know that I love the Father. The love was returned back, and it was displayed how his love was manifested to the Father by the fact that he lived this perfect life here on earth. And this love between the two, it was a very unique and special bond that Israel didn't have with any of his other children. And the Lord Jesus was a distinct and a unique son. He was special. He was not like any of other of God's sons that he would later have in a future day through the work that the Lord Jesus was doing. The Lord Jesus was a distinct one. He was a unique son. And Israel showed this to him. And I think this morning, you know, if we just read about Joseph and stop there, well, that's what all the Jews did. But the Lord said, search the scriptures. They testify of me. All the scripture speaks about the Lord Jesus. Everything. All that's going to happen to Joseph is for one purpose, that God might show what he will one day do in exalting his son through all the suffering that he's going to do. Everything. The whole scripture speaks of Christ. And that's what we want to have before us this morning. That yes, you know, if we just learned about Joseph, if we just started, and it's good that we're starting with this piece, because we want to start with Christ. The whole scripture speaks of Christ. And if we just learned about Joseph and all of his sufferings and how we might be able to recognize ourselves with him and some of those trials and the glory that's to come, then we'll walk away with good things, but not much more than what so many others have walked away in the past. And that's why the Lord said to the Jews, search the scriptures. They speak of me. And we want to speak about the Lord Jesus this morning. We want to understand this type. So he's a wonder, as Brother Emil said, it's a wonderful type of Christ. I think if you sat there and read all of the parallels between him and the Lord, I think you would count there's almost 60 of them. And there could be more. There's no other example given to us of someone that comes so close to like the Lord Jesus. But yet, even though Joseph was loved by the Father, and I don't think we read about any single sin that he ever committed, we know certainly he was a sinner, but we don't read about that at all, because he was the distinct one, a unique one. And that's what we want to occupy our hearts with this morning. We want to occupy our hearts with how this all speaks of Christ. Because God only has one man that he wants to set before us. And he causes all these things to happen to all these individuals in the Old Testament so that we would have our eyes fixed on the one that all the scriptures expounded on. So may our hearts this morning be engaged as we concentrate on the one that all scriptures testify of, the Lord Jesus Christ, the unique and distinct and only Son of God.
I think when we talk about the Lord Jesus in this way, we're talking of his person. Maybe some of us young people don't, you know, we take things for granted, but when somebody says his person is greater than his work, this is what we mean. That the Lord Jesus, before he performed any work, was loved by the Father. We've mentioned all the time, or the times where the heavens were opened and God would declare his light. This is all before his work. And I think it's worth mentioning also that it says, and Jacob loved Joseph, or now Israel loved Joseph, but then more than all his children. If you just stop with Israel loved Joseph, you could compare him then with Moses and Elijah, and all these other saints of old that God loved also. He loves everybody. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter kind of equates the Lord to Moses and Elijah. God says, no. I love him more than that. Excuse me. I love him more than that. And then when they lift up their eyes, they see Jesus alone. And he's the one that is loved more than any other, that we could say, and Joseph was loved more than all his other children. It is him that is full of life in. That God's full of life in.
The emphasis is always on the fact that he always does those things that please the Father.
And when you look in the Gospels and you see the earliest account of the words of Christ in Luke's Gospel, we see those things. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And this is the thing that he was preoccupied in his childhood and onward. And this should really be something for us to look to see that we should always be about, you know, the Father's business and those things contained in the Word of God.
Just wondering, just to support the Scripture testifies of me. And I want everybody to take hold of that truth, that everything in the Scripture speaks of Christ. And if we miss it, we miss the whole thought of God. If you go to John chapter 3 and verse 35, it says this: the Father loveth the Son and has given him all things. That's between the Blessed Father and the Lord Jesus. When you go to chapter 4, you would read right away of a piece of parcel that Jacob gave to Joseph. I want you to see that. The Father loveth the Son and has given all things to him. The following chapter is that there was a piece of parcel that the Scripture right away records, after that verse almost, that Jacob gave his Joseph. Because in the mind of God, what Jacob has given to Joseph is just a little type, a little picture of what the Father has given to the Lord Jesus as being a son. And I'm wondering for a few moments if we can bring the applications of this man representing Christ, as we've been doing, but with the thought of the coat with many colors. That Jacob took the time to make him a coat with many colors. And I'm wondering, dear brethren, and dear young ones, if you can help me along, that if a verse like Hebrews, a body thou hast prepared unto me, not any of his other brothers had given a coat, but there was a coat that was prepared by Jacob for Joseph. And you wonder if this is by way of application, we could bring that verse, a body thou hast prepared unto me, because that same coat was dipped in blood. That's the thought of his work. But that coat was dipped in blood. And also, if we can get further help on these heavenly orbits, you might say, bowing down, and bring Scripture in light of New Testament, how even the dreams of Joseph speak of a coming day where the Lord Jesus, every tongue and every knee shall bow, and maybe young ones will help us by presenting Scripture to support that.